You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
You ain't heard nothing
everyone. Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Monday afternoon. By the way, that kid, Hunter Parks from Florence, Darlington Tech, he was a junior college signee with South Carolina. So he's got a decision to make whether he goes in the eighth round, slot value on that, $172,000. So do you take the money or do you go to Carolina? I don't know what he'll do. So that's one of the ones Carolina will have to wait on again. All these players, some will sign and be done with it. Others will have until August 1st to make their decision on what they do. This weekend was the American Century Golf Classic. Aaron Rodgers did play in that, and he kind of shed a little light on what his future looks like. He says he's going to join the heck out of this week, talking about playing out at Lake Tahoe. Then he's going to get back to working out, and he said he'll figure things out in a couple of weeks. So Aaron Rodgers not exactly being real specific about what he's going to do, but it does look like he will start working out. It sounds like he planning on playing football somewhere. Now, whether it's with Green Bay or not, I think he'll be back with the Packers. I think he just got his little feelings hurt. But anyway, I kind of changed my tune. I watched him that thing last Tuesday night, the golf out there in Montana.
It was fun.
He was actually a pretty cool dude.
Contrary to popular
belief. I still don't
like
what he's doing with the Packers. Oh. I mean, if you're unhappy, just say so. You know what I mean? Don't act like a spoiled little brat. If you're unhappy, just say so. And say why you're unhappy.
Yeah.
It ain't that hard. I don't understand it. So, as we've mentioned several times, the United States basketball team that's going to be in the Olympics, they're playing some exhibition games out in Las Vegas. They lost to Nigeria 90-87 Saturday night. Also, the Orlando Magic have named Jamal Mosley as their new head coach. He was an assistant coach with the Dallas Mavericks, and he has agreed to a four-year deal. So Jamal Mosley is your new coach for the Orlando Magic. Have we made Sam mad? We haven't heard from him.
No, he actually just called. I told him to call back in a little bit because we got Bobby Hill coming up.
I just want to make sure he was okay.
Yeah. Yeah, last week, every time he would call, because he would always call at the most opportune time, and
right.
Then I would tell him to call back, and I wouldn't hear from him. I don't know I think somebody's watching his phone.
We haven't heard from Boston John.
I don't know if you
I don't know. I might have made him mad. I don't know.
When was the last time you spoke to Boston John?
It's been 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, you made somebody mad.
some of the numbers, Major League Baseball has hit the All-Star break. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., highest batting average, .332, only 1 point higher than Nick Castellanos from the Reds. He's batting .331. Adam Frazier batting .330, so not a whole lot of difference there. Julio Urias for the Dodgers, 11 wins. Kyle Hendricks for the Cubs, 11 wins. They lead as far as wins by pitchers. Home runs, as we said, Shohei Ohtani, 33 home runs. At the All-Star break, Vlad Jr. Has 28. Fernando Tatis Jr. has 28. So, and Ronald Acuna Jr., he was right up there, but, of course, we all know that that's not going to happen. He is out for the year. Jacob DeGrom has the best earned run average, 1.08, as far as pitchers. RBIs, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has 73 RBIs. Rafael Devers of the Red Sox, he has 72. As far as saves, Mark Melanson, 27. You hear that, Braves? 27 saves, and you let him go. You let the Padres get him. Should have held on to him. Stolen bases. Whit Merrifield from the Gamecocks, he leads with 24 stolen bases. I would love to see Whit Merrifield in a Braves uniform. Would love to see it. But probably not going to ever see that. So anyway, 843-721-9500 is the number. Call if you're hungry. You know we're going to tell you about Home Team Barbecue Specials. Downtown, they've got the green chili pork quesadilla tonight. Sullivan's Island hot chicken sandwich night. That's usually what they do on Mondays. That comes with a side. And West Ashley, you know what it is. It's Meatloaf Monday. You can get a smoked meatloaf sandwich with a side platter. Comes with two sides. And if you just want like a big plate of meatloaf, you can get about a pound. Go in and get you about 8 pounds of meatloaf.
And do what with it?
Eat it.
That's a lot of friggin' meatloaf.
You couldn't eat 8 pounds of, where's Joey Chestnut when you need him? How many pounds of meatloaf could Joey Chestnut eat?
I dip it in water.
So all that going on at Home Team Barbecue, downtown, Sullivan's Island, and West Ashley. So go get something good to eat tonight for supper. A couple of notes in case you missed it in the first hour. If I can find my notes from the first hour, ACC kickoff next week in Charlotte. The SEC is Wednesday and Thursday. SEC starts Monday. Shane Beamer, the first coach, so we know he'll be there. I don't know who he's bringing with him, but Clemson's Dabo Swinney, he'll be up in Charlotte, and he is bringing Matt Brockhurst, James Skowski, and DJ, how do you pronounce it again? Get the guy. Do we have the guy up there?
Yeah.
Uyangalale. So he'll be up there. Clemson star, softball star Valerie Cagle, winner of the Frank Howard Award presented each year to a Clemson student athlete that brings honor to Clemson athletics. She is the first female to win that award in 11 years. And as we told you earlier, River Dogs and the Tampa Tarpons tied for the best record in low A baseball. All of low A baseball. So they are both 40 and 18. Obviously have the best record in the low A East, which is what they are in. So there you go. You got him?
Yeah.
I just like listening to the other guy.
You just want to talk about the guy from Star Trek. Uyangalale.
Oh, you're not going to play it?
Yeah. Hold on. I still got music playing in the background. Billy Ocean.
For the Clemson Tigers, how do you go about pronouncing his name? It's not obvious when you just look at the spelling, yeah, right? But it's pretty straightforward once you know.
Once you know it.
DJ Uyangalale. Uyangalale. DJ Uyangalale. Here are more videos on how to pronounce football players' names whose pronunciations aren't exactly...
What's your name?
He doesn't know how to say football.
What's your name, dude?
Let's see who does.
Who do you think you are?
Julian Miguel is the guy who posted that.
He sounds like a real exciting guy to hang out with, doesn't he?
He's like that one person that you sit with and you say something wrong. He's like, oh, it's pronounced so-and-so.
Probably sits on play Scrabble all night or something.
Yeah. He goes to trivia nights by himself and wins.
But, I mean, he just sounds like a weird dude.
Yeah. I
mean, right or wrong?
When you have time to sit at home and make videos of how to pronounce people's names all day, you don't have anything to do in life.
All right. Well, let's take a break, and we'll be right back. Bobby Harrell is going to join us. You have an insurance question for Bobby, 843-721-9500. We'll take a break. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Good afternoon. Traffic is a bit messy. There are accidents. Dorchester at West Hill, also a wreck Myers Road at Mulberry. If you're coming at Brewster or Charlotte at Washington downtown, there are accidents. A wreck in West Ashley, Wallace School at Ashley River, and on Johns Island, Maybank at River Road. taking a look around, there's heavy traffic on the Marquardt westbound as well as the interstate westbound. It's getting heavy on 78. Also, as you travel out in Mount Pleasant, downtown, and West Ashley. It's the 10-year anniversary bash at Holy City. Live music, spooky drink specials, 40 beers on tap, a water slide, mechanical shark, and lots more. Saturday, July 24th, starting at 11 a.m. Visit HolyCityBrewing.com for more info. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union. Recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
This weather report brought to you by Exit Realty Lowcountry Group, making home buying simple. Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny as we kick off another Lowcountry work week, a high around 87. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 76. Partly cloudy Tuesday with a thunderstorm around in the PM, high again around 87. Looking ahead, partly cloudy all week through the weekend with highs in the upper 80s. With your Lowcountry forecast, I'm John Dixon. If you're a board-certified proven real estate agent and are looking for a home to further your career, the Exit Realty Lowcountry Group is the perfect option. Corwin J. Millette and his team offers many benefits to those who don't want to work a traditional 9-to-5. Here is your opportunity to use your skill to help others find their dream homes or commercial property. If you are self-driven, goal-oriented, and enjoy creating wealth, call today, 843-619-3005, or visit exitlowcountry.com. That's E-X-I-T, lowcountry.com.
If you drive a car or own a home, we can save you a lot of money. I'm Bobby Harrell.
And I'm Kathy Harrell from Harrell Insurance. As an independent insurance agency, we represent over 40 companies.
We shop your rate to save you 30 to 40% on your home or auto insurance instantly.
Save even more if we bundle your policies together.
Call 843-766-9900 today. That's 766-9900.
A 5-minute conversation could save you 30 to 40%.
Harrell Insurance since 1963.
Online at harrellinsurance.com.
ESPN 98.9 has made it easier than ever to listen to your favorite sports. Head to the Apple or Google Play Store and download the free listening app right now for access to all your favorite shows and Gamecock sports. Download the app, listen, and enjoy. This free app is just another way to stay connected to Charleston Sports Station, ESPN 98.9.
Powered by the Curry Law Firm. Real lawyers, real results. 843-767-5284. 843-767-5284.
Sometimes watching a flawless serve can make you realize,
wait a minute, I think I might love tennis.
So you get 2% cash back on rackets, 2% cash back on shoes, 2% cash back on gear, tennis balls, lessons. And before you know it, you've got a decent backhand.
I do have a decent backhand.
Get unlimited 2% cash back on purchases and be ready for your next passion with the new Wells Fargo Active Cash Visa Card. Terms apply. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. All rights reserved.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Back to Fan Talk with that crown-drinking, soapbox-standing, Facebook-liking guy who can't exaggerate more than Wilt Chamberlain himself, Mr. Bobby Hart.
One, I've got you.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Monday afternoon. Bobby Harrell's got you covered. Bobby Harrell from the Harrell Insurance Agency. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, man. Good to see you again.
Didn't see you last Monday because of the 4th of July.
That's right.
How was your 4th?
It was magnificent. We just kind of chilled out over the weekend, stayed away, and went out the country and just stayed out there for a few days.
Do they have fireworks out in the country?
We heard lots of guns. I don't know if they're fireworks or not, actually.
Isn't it against the law to shoot fireworks in the city limits?
In the city limits, I mean, it is.
Yeah, that's a law that's not enforced.
And I certainly couldn't be telling people go break the law, but I don't know if I've ever seen them enforce that on the 4th of July or on New Year's Eve. But yeah, absolutely, it's against the law. It's funny, these places west of the Ashley, like, you know, we both live west Ashley, where you've got areas that are Sanders Public Service District and areas that are the city of Charleston. The city of Charleston places, it's illegal, but you can go across the street into the public service district property, and it's legal there.
I don't have a problem. My problem is they shoot them off on July 2nd, July 3rd, July 4th, July 5th. You know, it's just...
Have you ever seen it enforced, being against the law during those periods of time?
No.
No, me either.
I have a question, though. So that was one of the questions I was going to ask, because when we were shooting fireworks at my parents, what does your homeowner's insurance cover as far as somebody at your house shooting fireworks?
If you catch it on fire, you mean?
Like if you catch somebody's house. If you're in my parents' yard, you're shooting fireworks.
Which happens.
If you are legally liable for it, then your liability coverage would kick in for it. If you're not legally liable for whatever happened, then it would not kick in. If you shot fireworks off and they landed on your roof and you burned your house down, you would have coverage. Assuming you have a typical homeowner's Form 3 policy, you would have coverage for that.
Okay. So if I was at my parents.
So have at it. Go enjoy your fireworks. This is the South. We shoot fireworks.
Whoopsie daisies are welcome on 4th of July. Okay.
Well, the problem with the claim is it's so much more of a hassle to get it done. It isn't just the fact of whether the company pays you right and pays you fast. Then you got to get it fixed. And that's, if you've ever had to have floors replaced or your roof replaced, it is a major league hassle getting it done. Even if a company pays you fast and covers it good for you, you still got to go get the work done to get the house put back together. So,
somebody tells me only Blake would be worried about setting a house on fire from fireworks.
I've actually had that question before, though, Blake. Other people have asked me that. That is actually this time of year and at the end of the year, you know, New Year's Eve, that becomes a fairly common question that we get. What happens if that happens?
Now is it like hurricane season, like on you know, New Year's Eve, you can't add it to your policy?
Well, you can. Now, once the fire's lit, you can't add it to your policy. Yeah.
Once you call and you're standing outside a burning building,
that's
you can't
say, my house is burning down. Can I have insurance, please?
Hey, Bobby, you ain't going to believe this, but I'm going to need to add something to my insurance real quick.
we just had this storm come through, and it was it wasn't much. I mean, it was in the night. We had a lot of thunder, a lot of lightning, and a ton of rain.
Right.
And, of course, I don't know if you know Charleston, but it floods here. And it played. But this was enough rain where it flooded in places where it normally doesn't flood.
Right.
Now, do you have to have flood insurance to cover
anything
rain from a storm?
The best way to understand what flood insurance is and what is a flood and what is not a flood. If it is a flood, it's covered by flood insurance. What is a flood, think of it in terms of water rising up from the ground. It can be rain. It can be a lake overflowing. It can be a hurricane coming. It can be anything that causes water to rise up from the ground. Water that comes down from the sky and does the damage down from the sky, as opposed to then making the water rise up. That's covered. I mean, it would still be covered, but it'd be a rain event. Flood would only be covered if you actually had flood insurance. You know, talking about this, the weekend and the storm and all that too, Bobby, I was mentioning to you just a moment ago before we went on air, I really appreciated the way television news did not hype this one.
Right.
You know, a lot of times when a storm's coming, it's, oh, my goodness, it's going to be horrible. And we've gotten to where people hear that stuff and think, oh, well, it ain't going to be horrible. I mean, there are a lot of people around who still remember Hurricane Hugo, but there are a bunch of people in Charleston who've never had that experience.
Right.
And so when they start hearing this hyping, I think it causes them to not take it as seriously as they need to at the time that it matters.
Right.
You know, the little boy who cried wolf kind of thing.
I think I
actually thought it was worse than what they were saying.
I do too.
It was going to be. I didn't expect the lightning that we got that night. And it all happened like 1:32 o'clock in the morning.
I totally agree with that. You know, and this event that just happened, would be an example of where you would want to make sure that you had replacement cost on your roof and not the depreciated value coverage on your roof. Because if you had, wherever there's lightning, there's hail.
Right.
May not fall on us, but, you know, wherever there's whatever there's a thunderstorm, it throws out hail. So if there's lightning, that's a thunderstorm. Hail's going somewhere. And if that hail hits your roof and damages it and you didn't have replacement value on the roof, it's going to cost you a lot to get it replaced. So just one of those things that I mention a lot of times when I'm here visiting with you. You know, to sports just a minute, though, I remember this weekend, watching the PGA and the end of that, which was a nice ending. And then I flipped over to the, the American Century.
Yeah.
That was awesome. I wish I'd watched that from the very beginning.
That's one of my favorite things to watch.
It was, I mean, that was a cool tournament.
You get to watch Charles Barkley play bad
golf.
Right. He bet $100,000 on himself. He would finish in the top 70, and he finished 76.
Oh, poor guy.
So
I'm sure that really crushed him. That's like you and me betting $10 that we'll finish in the top
70. But he had made such a big deal about being better.
Yeah.
And he ain't got any better.
Well.
But he's fun to watch. He's funny. And you get to see, just like that golf tournament Tuesday, you get to see the other side of people.
Right. That's what was really cool. I mean, hearing them talk, it was the PGA is so, I mean, so much pressure because it matters so much, and this is these guys' livelihood. The American Century Tournament was just, I mean, it mattered to those guys, but it was still all about fun,
right?
And them, how much they were enjoying what they were doing, and it was just a hoot to watch that. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, you saw a lot of football players.
Yeah.
How about cars that are stupid and they drive through these areas where water's there and they mess up the car? Is that covered by their car insurance?
If they have comprehensive coverage, then their car insurance absolutely covers
it. Even though they're stupid.
They're
doing it.
Yeah, even though they're stupid. Well, you know, you might argue that the guy who shot fireworks onto his roof and burned his house down was stupid too. But
there's no stupidity clause in the insurance world.
No.
That's what insurance is for.
I mean, there's a difference between a guy trying to drive through a flooded street and a car parked on the street and the waters come up and get inside the car.
I totally agree with you that it's completely different, but they're both covered under the comprehensive
policy. So that's not something the insurance company would fight or anything?
No, they'd pay the claim minus the deductible.
They would.
Absolutely. In fact, that's an easy claim to settle. It's pretty easy for them to go in and figure out what the damage is and pay to fix it. So, yeah, I mean, absolutely that would be covered.
I did have a caller call in speaking about car insurance now. Mm-hmm. Bobby, you're transitioning very well into these questions.
Well, thank you so much. Well, unless you meant that, Bobby.
Both of you. No,
thank you. Thank you.
Y'all running a very clean show today. but he was wondering, what do you have to have when it comes to car insurance as far as state minimums and when your car is being financed and when your car is paid off and owned outright?
Great questions. If you have an older car, like a lot of people have an old truck or something that they just use to haul stuff around, all the state requires you have is minimum liability limits and uninsured motorists. Just those two coverages, and that's all the law requires. Now, anybody who has any number of assets does not need to be buying the minimum liability limits, because the idea of your liability limit is to make sure that somebody sues you, the policy is what pays it, and they don't end up coming to you for the rest of whatever it was above the minimum limits that you had. But if you've got an old clunker, just having just liability at the proper limit and uninsured motorists is really all you have to have. If you have it financed, whoever's financing it for you, GMAC or Ford Motor Credit or the bank or whatever, they're going to require you have comprehensive and collision coverages, the physical damage to the car coverages. So that's four coverages you have to have. There are about seven or eight or nine coverages available with car insurance, some that you might want to have: towing, rental reimbursement, medical payments that pays for people get hurt in your car, not the liability coverage part, but just somebody gets hurt in your car, it's covered. There are a lot of other coverages that you can ask about. But there's only two that you have to have by law, and that's liability and uninsured motorist. And if you have it financed, there's only two more you have to have, according to most finance companies, and that's comprehensive and collision.
Huh. How about if you have a clunker, it's your only car, can you get replacement insurance? In other words, if you total that clunker, can you go out and buy a brand new car?
No, you cannot do that with a clunker. You can't do other clunkers.
Okay.
There are a lot of companies that offer replacement coverage for a car that's a year or two or 3 years old. And that's not a bad deal, frankly, because you get a car.
They'll just replace the clunker.
Right. Yeah, they're not going to do that with the clunker for you. No, they're not. They're going to fix it or declare it a total loss and write you a check.
For what it's worth.
For what it's worth.
Okay.
Right.
I figured that, but I just wanted to.
You know,
it's interesting, though,
with boat insurance, it can be a little different. Some companies with boat insurance do exactly like car insurance, where they just pay you what it's worth. Other companies will let you have what's called a stated value policy, where you say, my boat is worth $20,000 or whatever, and then your boat's covered for what the stated amount that you covered it for. So it's different kinds of insurance handle it different ways. That's why you need to call Harold Insurance at 766-9900 and ask us, and we'll tell you all about it.
Give Bobby a call. I promise you he'll save you some money. You represent, over 40 companies?
Over 40. Actually, I was talking to somebody just yesterday, Bobby. It dawned on me. I've been saying over 40 companies for years. It's actually over 50 companies now.
I need
to update everything that we've got. But, yeah, we got a bunch of
companies. It's because of this segment.
It's this.
Companies want to be with Bobby Harrell Insurance.
Badly. And not only companies either want to. Never mind. I'm not going there.
Bobby, always good to see you, man. Appreciate
it. You too, man. Thanks so much.
All right. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk. Here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
If you drive a car or own a home, we can save you a lot of money. I'm Bobby Harrell.
And I'm Kathy Harrell from Harrell Insurance. As an independent insurance agency, we represent over 40 companies.
We shop your rate to save you 30 to 40% on your home or auto insurance instantly.
Save even more if we bundle your policies together.
Call 843-766-9900 today. That's 766-9900.
A 5-minute conversation could save you 30 to 40%.
Harrell Insurance since 1963.
Online at harrellinsurance.com.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Okay. Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Because there's only one you, Vuse Alto is the vape as unique as you are. With Vuse by You, you can make your unique mix with any of four colors, three flavors, three nicotine levels, and infinite wrap designs. So how will you do? You! Make Vuse Alto a vape that is yours, in store now. Discover more at Vuse.com. Vuse. Charge beyond. Vapor products. Underage sale prohibited. Website and offers restricted to age 21 and over tobacco consumers.
You're ready to get out and get moving. And whether it's surfing, playing tennis, or hiking every path you can find, you're going to need some essential new gear. Essentials that are even more rewarding with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. The essentials have never felt more rewarding. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
The thing about the home and auto bundle from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the home and auto bundle from Progressive. We don't even need the words the home and auto bundle anymore to tell you that you could save big with a ring-tailed lemur from Progressive, or that every hot peach cobbler comes with round-the-clock service and protection. And that's the thing about the goat with magic powers. You've heard a lot of ads about the sushi in Vancouver. See how much you could save with the home and auto with the shaman in the jungle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Sometimes watching a flawless serve can make you realize,
wait a minute, I think I might love tennis.
So you get 2% cash back on rackets, 2% cash back on shoes, 2% cash back on gear, tennis balls, lessons. And before you know it, you've got a decent backhand.
I do have a decent backhand.
Get unlimited 2% cash back on purchases and be ready for your next passion with the new Wells Fargo Active Cash Visa Card. Terms apply. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. All rights reserved.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com to try for free.
That's BABBEL.com.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FUEL for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FUEL for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FUEL.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to your Fan Talk here on this Monday afternoon. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. I want to thank Bobby Harrell coming in his weekly visit. Hope that answers any insurance questions you might have. And he'll be with us each and every Monday. So if you have any questions, you can call him in his office as well. Bobby Harrell Insurance Agency, located right there on Sam Rittenberg Boulevard. Brandon Jordan, pitcher for South Carolina. Drafted by the Milwaukee Brewers in the ninth round. And we go to round 10, the final round of today. And then there'll be 10 more rounds tomorrow. So we'll see if any local guys, state guys, go in the draft today. All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Bobby, how you doing?
Speaking of devil, how are you?
Sam has made it. He was worried about you, Sam. I told you, he just kept calling at the wrong time.
Well, I just have to know, I'm really exhausted and tired today.
Oh, what you been doing, Sam? Tell us
about it. Well, have you guys been to Big and Bo's?
We have not.
I have not, no.
Okay, well, I just have to know, it was so busy today because of Tourism Week, I think. Is that correct?
Right. Tourism, hey. Yes.
I do have a sports question for you.
Oh, wait a minute. I got a question for you. Biddy and Bo, what's the best thing to eat there?
Okay, so we have new ones now. We have bagels. We have not snow cones, but we do have cream pie.
What?
Yeah.
Y'all have, like, sandwiches?
Okay, so we don't have sandwiches just yet, Bobby, because we've been so busy with everything going on. So we do have bagels with cream cheese, Nutellas, and...
Right.
And no, Bobby, you don't have rum.
You got any strawberry jelly?
We have red jellies.
Red jelly? That could be anything.
So it's basically like desserts and coffee?
Yeah, is y'all's blueberry muffins good?
Okay, so we have a lot of muffins. We have lemon cranberry, blueberry, chocolate chip.
Yummy!
It's
what?
Exciting.
Yummy!
Okay, knock it off. Hey, I do have a sports question for you, by the way.
Okay,
please.
So, I was watching the Phoenix Suns last night, and I'm going to get you an opinion on this one. Have you seen a foul dunk called last night?
They called a lot of fouls on the Suns, didn't they?
Yeah, I got to tell you, he deserved that call.
I didn't watch the game last night. I was tired and went to sleep.
Okay, Bobby, next time you need to, stay up till 11 o'clock, watch the game, have some rum, and relax.
Bobby don't drink rum. Bobby drinks Canadian whiskey.
Okay, Bobby, with a Canadian whiskey if I need it.
Right, there you go.
So what's been up with you, Sam?
I drink Coke, so.
I'm talking about what's been going on with you. How's the missus?
What?
You know.
Katie.
Oh, yeah, Katie. Thank you. I've been on Katie. She's doing great.
She works it with you, too, don't she?
Do we need to discuss this?
Yes.
Yeah. I want to know what's on the brisket. I'm looking at the menu. What's on the breakfast biscuit?
Breakfast biscuit. Well, we do have biscuits, but we don't have any of those. But we do have muffins. We do like. I don't eat them because I'm too skinny.
Right. So basically, you got coffee and bread.
So we do have bagels and Nutella.
Right.
Nutella.
And here's another question for you both. I'm taking the Bucks tonight because of Chris Middleton's team. He's a former Charlestonian.
They don't play till Wednesday now.
Tonight?
No, they play Wednesday night.
Okay, so is this
the NBA Finals is a month long event, Sam.
Okay, is this best of seven or best of six now?
It's at 9 o'clock Wednesday night.
So how many games? Seven?
Yeah, so this will be game four. Coming up Wednesday night.
So if Chris Middleton's team wins tonight, it'll be game five.
He's not playing tonight.
Why?
It's the All-Star game tonight.
They play Wednesday night. You got the home run derby tonight. You've got the All-Star game tomorrow night, and you've got the Bucks and Suns on Wednesday night.
Okay, so what channel, what time is the home run derby?
ESPN, 7 o'clock.
Okay, well,
we'll actually have that on the radio.
I'm a big home run derby fan. I've been watching. Have you guys watched the 2011 home run derby?
It's supposed to be in Atlanta, but politics got involved, and it's in Colorado.
Well, I don't want to say this out loud, but I don't want to hear it. But
so let's
come back to Atlanta. Come on,
hey Sam.
Yeah.
Hey, you didn't call last week. College of Charleston announced their 6 non-conference home games, and one of those games is against North Carolina. Who are you going to pull for?
Ooh.
I know what a big North Carolina fan you are.
Well, I don't want to say this out loud to my sister about this, but
so let's say it on the radio. That's fine. It's not loud.
Okay, I'll say it now. This is our city.
Right.
This is our city.
Uh-oh.
Let's get ready to rumble!
So, I take it you're pulling for the College of Charleston.
Well, Bobby, I just want to be careful because...
I know what a big Tar Heel you are.
Excuse me?
I know what a big Tar Heel you are.
Well, Bobby, here's the thing. My sister graduated in 2011. I graduated at Bishop England in 2011, my 10th year reunion, if you know that.
Right. Your sister went to North Carolina?
Yeah, graduating in 2011.
Right.
Then I graduated at Bishop England 2011, so 10 years ago from today.
Right. Well, congratulations.
Do you know what year? Yeah. You know how many years I've been graduated high school?
Zero.
50.
Oh, you got jokes, Sam?
I graduated 50 years ago.
30. Bobby. Mine was 30 years ago.
Actually, Bobby, 20. I got to tell you before I go, thanks for taking my call. Let me do the honors real quick. Bobby Harden Show, 99 FM, 9:10 a.m., 9:10 a.m.
Hey, you know what else is on TV tonight, Sam?
Was that Gordon Gould?
Thank you for being a friend.
Had to get them all in, Bubba.
Travel down and tell
Katie.
Sam.
And tell Katie we missed talking to her. Hey, baby.
Good to know that Sam is still with us.
Yeah.
We haven't heard from him in a while.
He's probably been mad.
And the one time, every time he calls, he asks me about College of Charleston basketball, right? Schedule.
He didn't.
The first time I get games to tell him about, he didn't ask me.
Excited to have a conversation, and he bypasses the subject. He's probably upset. You know why he's upset? And I'm not saying a thing about it. Yes, I am. This whole fan day that you've had planned.
Oh gosh. That rain should be out of here, so go get your car wash. Cactus Car Wash, 1800 Highway 17 north of Mount Pleasant. Full service car wash to do detailing as well. Check out all their services at Cactus Car Wash. phillipsphillips.com, or as we always tell you, stop by, meet the local owners. Phillips always there. He's got that floppy hat on. Ask Phillip about that $39 a month, unlimited car washes. That deal at Cactus Car Wash, again, located right across from the town center in Mount Pleasant. All right, we've got to take a break. We got one more segment to go. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Front Ocean at Lincolnville still getting cleared. Other earlier problems are moved out of the roadway, so no longer an issue there, but you have new problems to watch for. Be careful. Dorchester near Ashley Phosphate. You're on the interstate westbound at Cosgrove. Mile marker 216. Traffic's heavy approaching that problem. It's also heavy past Dorchester up towards Ashley Phosphate. A wreck next in Parkway at Brighton Park Boulevard and Boone Hill at Orangeburg. Heavy traffic out on 526, especially westbound on area bridges. Be careful. The Cowfather Proper Fish and Chips is open for takeout and curbside delivery for food and beer orders Tuesday through Saturday, 11 till 8, and Sunday, noon till 7. The Beer Garden Patio and Bar are open for outdoor dining. The Cowfather Proper Fish and Chips. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Home Telecom. Visit HomeSC.com to learn more. Live life ahead with Home Telecom. Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny as we kick off another Low Country work week, a high around 87. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 76. Partly cloudy Tuesday with a thunderstorm around in the PM, high again around 87. Looking ahead, partly cloudy all week through the weekend with highs in the upper 80s. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
Summer is back, and so is sipping, sizzling, and splashing. But sometimes you gotta beat the heat. That means more surfing, more streaming, and more shopping. You know, internet stuff. And Home Telecom has all the speed you need. Upgrade your internet to 300 megabits per second. Only $74.95 per month for a whole year. Get ready for summer. Upgrade your internet speed today. Live life ahead with Home Telecom.
The Real Estate Lowdown from Godown.
Hi, I'm local real estate investor Daniel Godown, co-owner of CRP Real Estate and Charleston Rental Properties. Residential real estate investing can be tricky. You want to maximize cash flow on your investments, and CRP Real Estate can help. We're the Lowcountry's experts in real estate investing. We're a top-rated local team of licensed agents, home improvement contractors, and property managers, offering a streamlined service to get you the best return on your investment. Contact us today.
CRP Real Estate at 843-594-1031 and crprealestate.com.
Looking for a side hustle or a job for your kiddo? Consider Wingstop, the national leader in chicken wings and fries. Learn skills and trades that will advance your pay as well as your abilities in the hospitality industry. Apply in person at either location, Sam Rittenberg Boulevard or Rivers Avenue.
Do you have an idea for an invention, but you don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp. They've been helping inventors for 35 years. InventHelp has helped over 10,000 inventors get patents. You can meet with an InventHelp representative who will keep your idea confidential and explain their invention process step by step. And InventHelp's databank includes over 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas.
Call 800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harden.
Just when my hopes run high and I think I've got it made, hey, along comes a rainy day to rain on my parade. Hey, hey, hey. Such a life, smiles and frowns. They're going up, and they're coming down. Oh,
I have no idea what that is.
That keeps me from walking out the door.
I can jam it all day, Bobby.
Think that I can get along without you.
You just say something nice.
Are you done?
Am I never done?
All right, welcome back to Fan Talk. Our final segment today, Major League Baseball draft. Andrew Peters, South Carolina pitcher, 10th round to the Angels. Clemson's Keyshawn Askew, 10th round to the Mets. And Wes Clark, South Carolina, 10th round to the Brewers. So that's the latest in the Major League Baseball draft. So only a few more picks left, and they'll be done for the day. So this should be done. They go pretty quick. This ain't like that football draft that that takes forever. Hey, the Welcome Home Tour coming to Charleston Thursday, July the 29th. I will tell you, there are very few tickets left. So this is going to sell out, and it may be sold out already. But if you'd like to get a ticket, they're $30 for adults, $15 kids and under. That includes food. Includes food and drinks, soft drinks, beer, wine, all included in the ticket price. And it'll be at Harborside East. Doors open at 5 o'clock. Again, this will be on Thursday, July the 29th. Shane Beamer will be here. New soccer coach Tony Annan will be here. New swimming and diving coach Jeff Popple will be here. And also members of the Gamecock football staff will be here. So that's Thursday, July the 29th. If you haven't gotten your tickets and you want to, you better get them now because it's going to be sold out. You can go to the Charleston County Gamecock Club Facebook page and you'll see the link to Eventbrite right there. It's also up on my Facebook page and Twitter as well. So it's going to sell out, probably going to sell out today. So if you haven't gotten your tickets, there are a few remaining tickets left to this event. So I haven't seen if Clemson is having a spring meeting. I don't know if they're doing one this year or not. I haven't seen any of any.
I probably can't rent out a place at the Chuck E. Cheese.
I don't think they have a problem renting out a place.
So
you start this and everybody goes, gee, what Bobby Harden said on radio about Clemson?
Hey, but Bobby Harden didn't say it.
And then Bobby Harden didn't say anything.
Bobby Harden said, okay.
Hey, I like this. The Braves have drafted a kid, a pitcher, right-handed pitcher, Dylan Spain, and it says no school.
He must be good.
It might be homeschooled.
Isn't that Mark Wahlberg movie that he was just a car mechanic or whatever and just went out and tried out for?
He probably was homeschooled and he played travel ball and stuff like that. I'm imagining.
Like the Water Boy?
No, not at all. Like the Water Boy. This is actually real.
What was the Water Boy's name?
Bobby Boucher.
Yeah. Bobby Boucher.
You know that wasn't real.
It was a movie that I saw, so it made it very real to me.
All right, NBA, again, the Suns lead 2-1. Game 4 will be 9 o'clock Wednesday night in Milwaukee. Game 5 will be Saturday night, 9 o'clock in Phoenix. And if there's a Game 6 necessary, that'll be next Tuesday in Milwaukee. And if there's a Game 7 necessary, that'll be in Phoenix on next Thursday, a week from this Thursday. Again, the playoffs started July 6th, and if it goes 7 games, the playoffs are over July 22nd. 16 days to play 7 basketball games. Did I mention there's only four left?
Four.
Anyway, home run derby tonight. And I don't know if we have, I think we had that on the radio. I know we've got the All-Star game tomorrow night.
We have the All-Star game on radio.
I know, but I think we have the home run derby. I think ESPN, because nothing's better than listening to home run derby on radio.
The only reason I say I don't think we do is because, I'm learning to do the traffic and it wasn't on.
Okay. I know we got the All-Star game.
All-Star game, definitely.
Tomorrow night. I can't imagine listening to the home run derby on the radio.
To see,
I think that would be pretty boring. A couple of golfers have withdrawn from the Open Championship, which gets underway in England this week. Deki Matsuyama, the Masters champion. He actually tested positive recently for COVID, and he didn't think he had enough practice time to get ready for the final major. Zach Johnson out. He has also tested positive for COVID after the John Deere Classic. Bubba Watson is withdrawn. He was identified as being a close contact of someone who has tested positive for COVID. So it's going to be tough getting through this with these restrictions they have put in place for the Open.
Yeah.
It's going to be very tough to you could see a third round leader pulled off the course.
Huh.
They can't go out anywhere. They got to get tested. You have to do 5 positive tests before the tournament even starts.
That's a lot of nose jabbing.
And test it every day. These rapid tests when they get the results back, like 90 minutes or something like that. So don't be surprised if there aren't more golfers because of the restrictions that they have put in place for the Open. Conor McGregor, it's over, isn't it, for Conor McGregor? Are we done?
Well, I mean,
the man's lost 5 of his last 7 fights. But he broke his leg Saturday night.
He was number one.
He was number one.
He was number one when it came to making money last year. He don't need to be. He don't need it no more. He might just be. Well, if he broke.
I think his act is worn. He's got an act, and he can't back his act up.
Well, I mean, he was. I always thought he was a pretty. Good player.
He could beat my ass. I mean, yeah. He can beat me or you together.
I ain't going to be around
but
for that.
But he's lost 5 of his last 7 fights. He broke his leg Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean.
How'd that work out for everybody paid $50? Didn't he break his leg in the first round?
Yeah, that tends to happen.
He's laying on the ground. He's laying on the floor talking junk. So, I don't
he
know.
Lose against, he lost against Floyd. No, that was Pacquiao. That lost against Floyd Mayweather. And then Floyd Mayweather, apparently it was a draw between him and that superstar YouTube guy, which I still think that's a farce.
I just think he'll get more fights. He will get more fights. But are you going to pay $50 the next time Conor McGregor fights?
I ain't going to pay nothing. I ain't never paid nothing to see nobody.
Trent was going to buy it.
Yeah.
He said Friday he was buying it. I wouldn't pay 50 cents.
I would. My dad would say I wouldn't go pay to see him if they were across the street.
He's got to be done.
I don't know. I mean, I get it.
He talks a hell of a game and he can't back it up. And yes, I know he could beat me to a pulp. That's not the point. I'm not a fighter. And apparently he's not either.
He got a call on the phone and said, Bobby, it's not $50. It's $75.
Was it $75?
Yeah. That just makes it more of a hell no.
For one round and he got his leg broke?
Yeah. You there, bud?
Nah. I thought Trent said Friday it was $50.
Yeah.
It was $75.
That's right. His friend said, hey, Trent, you throw in 50, we'll buy it.
by the way, you can watch that battery game tonight at New Mexico. 9:30 is the start on that. It is on ESPN Plus tonight. So if you get that, you can watch the battery game. So good luck to them tonight.
Yeah. Good luck, battery. Make us proud.
It's a long way to go to lose.
Yeah. Don't start no riots. Ooh.
So
what you watching? You gonna watch the Home Run Derby?
I'm not. I don't know what it is. I mean, I've just lost interest in the Home Run Derby. I will watch the All-Star game tomorrow night.
And just sit there and just be
But it's a long, drawn out thing, the Home Run Derby.
But you're just gonna sit there and be mad tomorrow because you were supposed to be
I can wake up in the morning and watch the highlights in 10 minutes on ESPN. Or I could sit there and watch the Home Run Derby for 3 hours. Both. I might watch the start of it when the players had their kids out there on the field and stuff like that. Don't forget about them ugly All-Star uniforms that we talked about two or 3 weeks ago. We get to see them.
Yeah, that they're claiming are almost sold out. The way the replicas are almost sold out for $200 a piece, $300 a piece?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And the real ones are $700 and something a piece?
Yeah. I may wear a hefty bag. I may, depending on what's on, I may watch a little bit of it, but I'm not going to sit there and watch it from start to finish.
Yeah. I feel you.
Like I said, I can watch the highlights of it in 10 minutes. I've just really lost interest. Most of the best home run hitters don't participate in it anymore.
Yeah.
Lucky Shohei Ohtani's in it. He's a home run leader. To answer your question, I probably won't watch much of it. But if you do, that's fine.
You just
do your thing.
I'm just anxious to see tomorrow you come in. I stayed up watching that home run derby all night.
There's a possibility of that as well. depending on what's on TV, which I'm guessing not much anymore. Appreciate everybody calling. Appreciate everybody listening. Everybody have a great night. Phil Kornbluth coming up next, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
I can bring my vehicle in and get appraised in minutes?
Yes.